This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Joe Kelly. We're live in the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas 24-hour news center. The KRLD morning news continues now with Heather Behrens and John Little.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And we do have some new information out of Grand Prairie. You may have been sleeping while this was happening, so we want to get you caught up on it. Although Grand Prairie schools remain closed today, the Grand Prairie water system is again safe to use.
It's over.
Mayor Ron Jensen spoke to the media about 9 last night.
We got a clean bill of health about an hour ago from the TCEQ. I'm elated. Took a lot of work, a lot of flushing the water tower. Our team's done a great job, and the test results were done from down in Corpus, and they got a TCEQ. We didn't know what those results were until TCEQ called us and said, "You're clear."
The water was deemed unusable Tuesday night when firefighting foam worked its way into the freshwater system. Even though the mayor has given the all clear, Grand Prairie school administrators say there will be no school again today, the third unplanned day off in a row for Grand Prairie kids. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And maybe most importantly, Grand Prairie parents as well.
Now, even though the water is safe for drinking, bathing, and cleaning in Grand Prairie, city leaders want you to flush the lines in your home before doing so. The instructions for homeowners are different than for businesses, and we have those details on our website. Just go to KRLD.com. It's time for another Cowboys season, but as KRLD's Austin York finds, fans ain't that excited.
I swear it was hard to find anyone optimistic about this year's team going into their week one matchup with the Browns.
Every team in our division got better except for us. So difficult to be optimistic when you don't. In fact, you feel like the team has gotten worse.
Same old, same old. I'm not optimistic.
Same old, same old. One and done.
Any reason to think this is Super Bowl year or NFC Championship year?
We have it, not in Dallas.
I heard a lot of that. So why can't the team get over the hump?
I think there's several problems. I think the coach is not very good. I think Dak is not a clutch quarterback. I think Jerry Jones is a bad GM.
I don't think Dak is clutch in the moments he needs to be clutch. And I don't know why. He just doesn't have it. He doesn't have the eye of the tiger.
And then there's, of course, owner Jerry Jones. Lots of angry fans think he is the issue.
Nothing's going to change until Jerry Jones is gone from GM.
Well, of course, this is Jerry Jones' thing. I mean, he owns the company. It's his product. But, you know, there's more value in a product than there is in winning.
It's not a coaching issue. It's not a player issue. It's an owner issue.
I guess that's why they call it the Blues. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, they ain't that fired up about Jerry Jones. Wow.
No.
By the way, I can't believe
say
I
it.
Said ain't in public.
ain't a word. I've been telling you that.
I need a moment.
Oh, man. Well, the key to this season, like any season, is the QB. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott heading into the year on the last year of his contract. The two sides have not reached a deal during the preseason.
Dak says his agent, Todd France, and the Cowboys are still working to finalize a new deal. Prescott was asked if it was important to wrap up the negotiations and eliminate the distraction before the season begins.
You know, I've always talked about how present I can be, but understanding not everybody is capable of that, to be honest with you. There could definitely be some benefit in that. But at the end of the day, It's a lot that entails in parts and moving parts in the contract, and those guys, I know both sides are working.
Prescott also told reporters that he's motivated to be the quarterback that ends the Cowboys' long Super Bowl drought.
Oh, man, I hope so. NBC5's Newey Scruggs. Cowboys open the season Sunday in Cleveland. The Browns, a 2.5-point favorite, kick at 3:25, and you can hear the game on our partner station, 105.3 The Fan. Oh, it's a big night for college football in Dallas tonight. New ACC member SMU plays host to another Power Four team for the first time, bringing in the Big 12's BYU. SMU head coach Rhett Lashley has his team out to a 2-0 start.
We just need to relax and go play. I think we got a good team. We're not there yet. I mean, just into week three, we're still in that early season process where you're trying to figure out your identity and who you're going to be on both sides of the ball. We have faced adversity already early on in the season, and we responded well.
The Mustangs have won their last 9 home games. Kick is at 6 tonight on ESPN2. SMU, a 10.5-point favorite. Now, a huge early season matchup for the Texas Longhorns tomorrow. They are going to Ann Arbor to take on the defending national champion, Michigan Wolverines. Longhorns head coach Steve Sarkisian on Longhorn Weekly heard here on KRLD sang the praises of Michigan.
They're 41-3 in their last 44 games. They've won 16 games in a row, and they've won 23 straight games in a row at home. So this is a really good program.
The only previous meeting between the two is the 2005 Rose Bowl. Matchup has created demand that has tickets selling for an average of $683. But of course, you can hear the game right here on 1080 KRLD with pregame at 10, kick at 11 tomorrow. Well, the Rangers start their series against the Angels last night, and they got plenty of offense right off the bat from Adolis Garcia.
He's keeping the ball in the yard. Well, maybe not here. A drive deep out into right center field. This one's got a shot, and it's into the bullpen. Adolis Garcia, an opposite field 3-run home run to give Texas the early 3-0 lead.
Starter Cody Bradford allowed just 1 run in his 6 innings. Game 2 is tonight. Don't look now. The Rangers have won 8 of 10, but they're still down by 7.5 games in the AL West, and not much time to make up that ground. It's going to be a big night at Globe Life Field for veteran Texas Rangers shortstop Elvis Andrus. Here's Chris Strong.
The Texas Rangers will honor longtime shortstop Elvis Andrus before Friday's game at Globe Life Field, as Elvis is set to officially announce his retirement as a Ranger. A staple in the Rangers infield from his debut in 2009 until 2020, Elvis is the Rangers' all-time leader in stolen bases at 305, as well as second in games played, triples, runs, and hits. Andrus played 3 seasons in Oakland and the south side of Chicago after his Rangers tenure, passing 2,000 career hits and 100 home runs before hanging up the cleats. Andrus will participate in a ceremonial first pitch alongside one of his great infield partners, Michael Young, before Friday's game. Chris Strong, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Texas House Speaker Dade Phelan has a new and influential advisor, says our Barbara Schwartz.
Former Governor Rick Perry has signed on as a senior advisor through the start of January session. SMU political scientist Matthew Wilson says as the longest serving governor in state history, Perry has a lot of connections with politicians and donors.
And right now, Phelan has to marshal every resource he possibly can because he has survived by the skin of his teeth and is going to face a spirited challenge for the speakership.
3 conservative Republicans are challenging Phelan. Wilson says Perry and Phelan are establishment Republicans. Also notes Perry has been lobbying in recent years for casino gaming in Texas, and that would get more traction with the centrist Republican. From the 24-hour news center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Howdy, folks. The State Fair of Texas is adding some fresh attractions for this year. Coming up from October 3rd through 6th as part of the fair, you can catch the first ever drone show at the State Fair of Texas. It's called Stars Over Texas. Also new this year, Steve Goodtime will take the Fringe stage with his blend of guitar solos and stunts. Guitar solos and stunts. What is that all about? All right.
I'm down for that.
Catch Steve Goodtime for that. For the kids, there's Dino Time with Professor T-Tex. Sorry, I bet that's his real name, Professor T-Tex.
Well, I'm sure Steve Goodtime's got a real name there, too.
Offering a chance to meet dinosaurs up close. The fair, of course, opens on September 27th.
Okay, and speaking of stars in Texas, finish this. The stars at night are big and bright.
deep in the heart of Texas.
Y'all don't want to hear me sing there on a Friday morning. No matter what it is, no matter how great of a song, you don't want to hear me sing.
It's time to clear the shelters, y'all. KRLD's Kristen Diaz shares the particular day you can save a pet and save some money.
If you've been wanting a fur baby in your life, this is the perfect time to adopt. You can get a pet at this year's NBC 5 and Telemundo 39's Clear the Shelters from now through Tuesday. But tomorrow, all adoption fees will be waived. It's the official Clear the Shelters Day, Saturday, September 7th. The majority of our local shelters are going to be participating from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can call them in advance just to double check. But a lot of these shelters, they are experiencing just a huge surge of new pets, especially since the summer. You can make a lasting difference by saving an animal today. Don't miss this special one-day-only adoption event happening tomorrow. Your new best friend is waiting for you. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.